As the AIDS crisis in Africa has grown over recent years, the AIDS population in the U.S. has also changed.
It is increasingly African American. The latest complete numbers from the CDC are from 2002. They include these.
Overall, new cases of HIV infection in the U.S. are down, but not among blacks. Blacks make up about 12% of the general population, but account for half of all the new HIV infections. That means the rate of infection for blacks is 11 times the rate for whites.
Nearly three-quarters of the women who find out they have HIV are African American.
62% of children born to mothers with HIV are African American.
Once African Americans are infected, they are more likely than any other racial group to die from the disease.
Commentator Kathy Y. Wilson knows that the AIDS crisis in Africa is far more serious than that in the U.S. Still, she says, Americans need to pay more attention to HIV closer to home.
Black Americans and black Africans are in an AIDS match to the death, because the world can only watch one group of dying black folks at a time. America chooses to watch the Africans. Images of black and brown Americans battling AIDS long ago escaped our collective consciousness ever since news magazines, women's magazines, and the nightly news filled their coverage with the African AIDS crisis. Now, it'll be damn near impossible for Negroes to steal America's gaze from those hordes of skinny black Africans. It's like everything else. It seems like Americans can see only one disaster at a time. In this exclusive gaze, someone else loses. We've got this uncanny knack for exclusion. In this black versus black AIDS watch, it's black Americans against black Africans competing for pitifulness. After all, that is what's at the bottom of all this. Pity. But it's a trick. Many Negroes have a lot of practice looking pitiful to white America. Suddenly, with the saturation of images of dying black Africans, there's a pity party competition. Now, we don't exactly blame you, white America, for not saving us from AIDS, substandard education, disproportionate incarceration, genocide by gunfire, or our own apathy. We do blame you for never quite giving us just the right leg up. I blame the black middle classes for helping to put AIDS on America's back burner. You've taken the buyout. Mortgages, advances, promotions, and expensive zip codes. You are distracted from real life and death issues dogging us through the 21st century. I even blame the varying derivations of the black church for holding fast to homophobia, then ignoring black brothers and fathers, steadily bringing diseases home from business trips and jail. The media knows Americans are ignoring our own AIDS crisis. It satiates well-meaning white America's appetite for pitying pitiful, weak, helpless black folks. Only now, they're African. But America, you can see black Americans and black Africans at the same time if you try. Just stop pitying us both.
Kathy Y. Wilson is a columnist for the newspaper Cincinnati City Beat. She's the author of the book Your Negro Tour Guide, Truths in Black and White.